The jury has delivered its verdict on the murder of George Floyd, a murder that took place before their eyes and ours thanks to video footage taken by people nearby. The facts and the verdict stand in contrast to the original bulletin from the Minneapolis Police Department, which said this of George Floyd's final moments. He was ordered to step from his car. After he got out, he physically resisted officers. Officers were able to get the suspect into handcuffs and noted he appeared to be suffering medical distress. Officers called for an ambulance. He was transported to Hennepin County Medical Center by ambulance, where he died a short time later. That was the original bulletin from the Minneapolis Police Department about George Floyd's final moments. Reporting for LBC, our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Eddie, it was just after 4 p.m. in Minneapolis when Judge Peter Cahill read the verdict and allowed millions of Americans to exhale.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. Verdict, count one. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:44 p.m.
Derek Chauvin's eyes wandered around the courtroom and he blinked rapidly as he learned he'd been convicted not just of the most serious charge he faced, second-degree unintentional murder, but third-degree murder and manslaughter as well. He is looking at decades in jail. Within seconds, the jury was discharged, his bail was revoked, and the pictures of him being led out of the courtroom in handcuffs by a white sheriff's deputy instantly became iconic images of the day. On the streets of Minneapolis, crowds reacted to the news as they heard the verdicts over the radio. It was as though a pressure gauge had been released. A year of tension in the city behind them, a rare moment of justice, they said, proved that black lives do indeed matter.
Reverend Al always told me, we got to keep fighting.
Philanice Floyd, whose brother's death was now officially judged to have been murder, flanked by civil rights icons, including the Reverend Al Sharpton.
I'm going to put up a fight every day because I'm not just fighting for George anymore. I'm fighting for everybody around this world.
Yeah.
I get calls, I get DMs, people from Brazil, from Ghana, from Germany. Everybody, London, Italy, they're all saying the same thing. We won't be able to breathe until you're able to breathe. Today, we are able to breathe again.
Among the others celebrating, the man without whom Derek Chauvin may never have been prosecuted, Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison, himself an African-American, paying tribute to the bystanders who protested from the pavement as they watched George Floyd's life ebbing away under Derek Chauvin's knee.
They stopped and raised their voices, and they even challenged authority because they saw his humanity. They stopped and they raised their voices because they knew that what they were seeing was wrong. They didn't need to be medical professionals or experts in the use of force. They knew it was wrong, and they were right.
At the White House, President Biden canceled his engagements and watched the verdicts come in, flanked by Vice President Kamala Harris. Both of them have spotty political records when it comes to criminal justice for minorities, but the president seized the moment, immediately telephoning the Floyd family, his comments captured on a speakerphone.
We're all so relieved, not just one verdict, all three, really on all three counts. And it's really important. I'm anxious to see you guys.
He said he would fly them to Washington on Air Force One if the Senate will agree to pass the police reform bill named after George Floyd. It would ban chokeholds and reduce police immunity from prosecution. As the nation's evening news programs were coming on the air, the president spoke at the White House.
So we can't leave this moment or look away thinking our work is done. We have to look at it. We have to look as we did for those 9 minutes and 29 seconds. We have to listen. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him.
But he knows one judgment in one court does not create a political earthquake on Capitol Hill. With the Senate split 50-50, the Floyd family could be in for a long wait before they get to take that plane ride.
Say his name!
On the streets of New York last night, though, a sense of cautious optimism that the times are changing.
Really happy with the verdict. Honestly, I think what they did to George Floyd was completely wrong.
Because it's really not a celebration. The life is still lost. The lives are still being lost.
He obviously killed him, and I'm really happy that we're going to start seeing some changes.
I'm happy the cop's proven guilty.
Yeah. Also very happy about the guilty.
For Derek Chauvin, the outlook is grim. He'll be sentenced in a few weeks' time. The first white police officer ever to have been put on trial in Minnesota over his treatment of a black suspect. And for Minneapolis, the story isn't over. The Department of Justice is launching a probe into policing practices in the city, and there are more trials to come of the other officers present at the scene of George Floyd's death. Today, the country is absorbing news from Ohio, where police shot and killed a 15-year-old girl who was threatening two other teenagers with a knife. That shooting took place half an hour before the Derek Chauvin verdict was rendered. Evidence, lest any was needed, Eddie, that change in America is only ever incremental.
Simon Marks. And don't forget, Simon is here every Friday at 4:45 with Simon Marks's American Week.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.